purpose of Friday's protest is twofold. One, it is to pay tribute to those who have paid the ultimate price for the rights of Swazis to express themselves when they have grievances. The second one is to send a clear message to the king that there is no turning back now. If either he agrees to engage in a meaningful, all-inclusive dialogue with all stakeholders in this country, or he will find himself in the dustbin of history, the museum of shame. We are hoping to use the protest on Friday to send a clear message to the world that despite the brutality that was unleashed by the king through the soldiers and the police 2 weeks ago, we remain unshaken and undeterred in our peaceful quest to bring about political change in this country.
As you know, several people were killed and others wounded during the other protests earlier this month. Are you not concerned about another possible violence?
We are, and we think that it is natural to be concerned about safety. However, we believe that the nobility of the cause we are engaged in far outweighs personal physical safety.
King Umswati III has called for Sibaya for this Friday. At the same time, you are calling for this mass protest. Why not go to attend the Sibaya and hear what the king is going to say?
We have attended a number of Sibayas before, and we made contributions there where the majority of Swazis spoke clearly and loudly on the things that they wanted to see happening. None of those things were ever implemented. But most importantly, we do not believe that a king who has given an order to the armed forces to shoot unarmed Swazis and kill more than 70 still possess a moral authority to call them for Sibaya. You will remember that the nation has not even heard a word from the king, not even a word of condolence to the families who have lost their loved ones. We think that the calling of Sibaya is nothing but an attempt to distract us from the task at hand, which is to fight for our inalienable rights and freedoms. We also think that the opportunistic calling of Sibaya is meant to distract the process of SADC Troika, because we think that calling any other activity that has a potential of undermining the independence of the work of SADC Troika should not be entertained.
You mentioned the SADC Troika. The government of Eswatini has announced or confirmed that the SADC fact-finding mission that visited Eswatini earlier this month will be back in Eswatini on Thursday, July 15. Do you plan to meet with the SADC fact-finding mission?
Definitely. We plan to meet with the SADC fact-finding mission, present our dossier, take them through the problems in the country, and hopefully get an opportunity to take them to go and meet the victims of Mswati's brutality. Alternatively, afforded an opportunity to bring the victims of this brutality, more especially the families of the killed people, those who were shot and recovered, and those who have been made to languish in jail, denied family visitation and legal representation.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for affording us the opportunity.